just fighting with the calm.
But with you by my side, I can do anything. When we swing, we hang past right and wrong. I'll do anything for you. Anything you want me to, I'll do anything for you. Oh, oh, I'm sticking with you. Oh, oh, I'm sticking with you.
Spring had just begun.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids
tried
occupied.
Calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like
breaking down.
We handled everything
crying,
very
but
well.
I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
It was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember
the
relief of being together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Take care so long, whatever went around.
Hello there, everybody. I got off to a bit of a late start today because I did not run across campus fast enough, though I was running. This is Hannah. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. And I'm here on my show, It's Always Sunny in Medford. Today, I'll talk about what I was doing today first. I just came from WMFO, who hosts this, WMFO's Bochella, which was a little live, I guess, I like shows. I want to say festival, that kind of thing, on campus. And I feel like it was a pretty interesting segue going from festivals, because one will think of, you know, Woodstock in the 60s, to the topic of my show today, which is music from the 80s and before, so 60s, 70s, and then I think I have a few 80s songs in there, because I find that usually I play mostly songs from the 90s and 2000s, some 2010s, because that's just primarily like what I find myself listening to. But today I wanted to kind of challenge myself and branch out a little bit, and that's what I did. So you just heard Vicious by Lou Reed off of Transformer, and next up, my favorite song by The Cars, Just What I Needed.
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. When you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair. And I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time. I don't mind.
Thank you.
It's a great song. The two songs that you just heard that I had not introduced were Unfunky UFO by Parliament and There She Goes Again by The Velvet Underground and Miko. I have quite a bit on here that is Lou Reed adjacent, I'm realizing now, though that is always subject to change. The Parliament song I actually heard very recently from a friend of mine, friend Sierra, who unfortunately cannot be on the radio today. But so next up, I have a request from New Jersey. This is a request from Kevin, who is my uncle. He requested to hear Lucifer Sam by Pink Floyd. So that is what you have now.
Thank you. we've seen her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you.
Really fun song. I enjoy that song a lot. I don't listen to much Rolling Stones, actually, or at least I haven't heard much Rolling Stones. It's one of the bands that I keep meaning to get into and don't. That was She's a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones. I'm enjoying this theme, actually, so far, which is just telling me that I need to listen to a lot more music that came out before 1990. And I guess there's really not a lot of 80s on this either. So yeah, I've been enjoying it, and I hope everybody else has too. But for now, I do have a quick message to make. There are some numbers to think about when it comes to Bitcoin energy costs. One single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. These are some numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I also, before I go on, have to state that my next song, Sha La La by Thin Lizzy, is a request by my dad, Roy in Stoneham. Thank you, Dad. And I'll be playing that for you all now. Enjoy.
Let me give it to you.
Very great songs. That was Lola by the Kinks and Helter Skelter by the Beatles. I'm not really sure if I could pick a favorite Beatles song, but that one is definitely among one of my favorites. I remember hearing it for the first time. I'm like, this is the Beatles? Because it just does not really sound very much like the Beatles if you're like looking at their sound as a whole, at least in my opinion. But yeah. Having a great time here. Very nice out today, despite the looming clouds constantly, but the temperature has been nice. I've been outdoors a lot today. Next up, I have a request from my mom, Beth in Stoneham. She wants to hear Renegade by Styx, which off the top of my head, I don't actually know if I've heard this song. I probably have. But anyway, I have that for you now, and I hope you enjoy.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
I take back what I said before. I do definitely recognize that song. As soon as it kicked into the chorus, it was very recognizable. But I've got a couple songs left for you now. We're coming up on the end of the hour, 6:46, so 14 minutes left, which should be just enough time. Next up, I have my only song on this playlist from the 80s, now that I'm realizing it, and it's from 1989, so this is kind of close, but I have Love Song by The Cure, another band that, you know, I mean to listen to more than I do, and then I like what I hear, though I haven't heard much. Anyway, this is Love Song.
Thank you.
got less than a minute here, so I better introduce this quick. But let me sign off first. This was Hannah Costa on It's Always Sunny in Medford. My last song, which is going to go over my time, is Elvis Presley's Can't Help Falling in Love, requested to me by my grandmother, Louise McCarthy, lives in Somerville, not too far from here. So I will leave you with that, and everybody, have a great weekend, and thank you for listening.